Conclusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, but please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line Daniel Sheehy, who has written a book called Fighting Immigration Anarchy. And today we see a great deal being done to confuse the American people. For instance, the President of the United States says that we're fighting over in the Middle East because, after all, it's far better to fight the terrorists on the streets of Baghdad rather than on the streets of America. And at the same time, he's allowing a massive invasion of the United States from south of the border. Oh, he's going to secure the border. He's going to secure the border by sending 6,000 unarmed National Guardsmen to the border, who will not be allowed to interdict any at all of the people coming in. So why would you bother to send people if you're not going to be allowed to try to apprehend them? Well, it's all a matter of perception. It is to give the American people the idea that we're doing something. Now, they talk about, you know, being more effective in hiring more border guards, but the border guards are not allowed to do a good job. They only catch one out of four people coming across the border. How successful is that? They have a catch and release program, and if you catch that one out of four, if he's Mexican, you simply take him back across the border and turn him loose so he can come in again. If he is from another foreign country, why, of course, you go ahead and give him a deportation hearing in 3 or 4 weeks and turn him loose, and he never comes back again. Why would anybody do such things like that? So, because it's almost as if they're not trying to stop the invasion. And then, of course, as you remember, the president saying he's against amnesty. Oh, the president is against amnesty. He just wants to allow all the people who are here illegally to remain and become citizens. But he's against amnesty. The president thinks everybody should learn to speak English, and English should be the official language of our country. But if you go to the president's website, whitehouse.gov, and you look, and you'll see all of his major speeches are available in English and in Spanish. So what's wrong with this picture? Are we really trying to stop the immigration invasion, the immigration anarchy? Our guest this afternoon, Daniel Sheehy, and his book, Fighting Immigration Anarchy, which we do carry and we recommend to you. Daniel, thank you very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, thank you for having me on your program again.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you pick up and talk about what's really going on and your concern about it?
You've really hit some important points. And what's happening is the masters of deceit in the Bush White House, on Capitol Hill, Wall Street, and elsewhere are distracting us, diverting our attention away from what's happening in our own country and focusing us on a number of issues, everything from global warming to bird flu to the latest celebrity trial and, of course, to the Middle East. But as our attention is being diverted, the elitists are moving forward with plans to surrender our national independence and merge our sovereign country into a regional government that would be called probably the North American Union. This is not some fantasy or pipe dream, exaggeration, or something that's going to happen 100 years from now or 50 years from now or 20 years from now. This is scheduled to take effect by the year 2010, which is in about 4 years. And the elitists are feverishly working behind the scenes as we speak.
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Daniel Sheehy, who's written a book called Fighting Immigration Anarchy, and we've carried it in the past, and we'll be carrying the new edition as well. And you have to understand that well, our boys are going overseas to fight in Afghanistan and in Iraq, fighting for freedom. We're losing our freedom here at home. in the name of fighting terrorism, they're justifying a police state. In the name of course, keeping Osama bin Laden from knowing anything that's going on in America, we're concealing all sorts of things from America, where they are actually violating our laws, where they're monitoring our finances, where they're monitoring our telephone calls. And if you think it's only being done on the terrorists, you're sadly mistaken. They're doing this on every single citizen and collecting dossiers on them in the name of course, fighting Osama bin Laden, who we have never tried to capture. I mean, you can tell me with the facilities we have available, we could not find a 6'5" Arab with a Marfan syndrome, who needs to be on dialysis. Come on now. They could fight him at any time. They don't want to. He is a very convenient enemy. But while our boys are going overseas to fight for freedom, America is...